Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Nguyen. I wanted to make this podcast recording because I believe today was a monumental day in the civilization of mankind. As you know, space technology and space exploration has been progressing for a while. However, since 1960s, the true concept of manned space flight, or the frequency of being able to create manned space flight, has been in a much reduced capacity with the space shuttle program, and especially when the space shuttle program was discarded in 2011. The United States lost the capability to send astronauts into space by launching from the US soil. So today, after almost 10 years from the discarding of the space shuttle program, through SpaceX, United States was able to send an astronaut into space from American soil for the first time in a decade. But I believe this was more important because this was the first time a private sector company, a private sector space company, was able to launch astronauts into space with their own rockets, with their own systems, though they used the NASA facility. This was a huge monumental moment for the history of spaceflight, because, as you may know, the reason the aviation was able to progress so much was because that in 1920s and 1930s, with the advent of private sector companies, with private airlines, there was a huge increase in the availability of aviation to the general public. This caused more airlines to form, more planes to be manufactured and purchased. It caused more airports to be built, all because private sector entered into the aviation sector. Now we see the same thing happening in the space flight sector. Now, with companies such as SpaceX and Virgin Galactic, now we're able to see that these companies, by developing their own space flight capability, means that no longer mankind is dependent on space agencies or government programs to be able to go into space. Now, anyone who has the financial means can book a flight through one of these space companies, maybe not today, but maybe a year or two in the future, and can experience space flight. And I'm sure that many companies, many entrepreneurs, many startups will also take this opportunity to create some sort of a space flight ecosystem, where flights perhaps to the moon, to Mars, maybe colonization in the moon and Mars, maybe space flights to beyond, will happen. Because as the private sector, as the ecosystem created by this private sector gets bigger and bigger, the chances for aerospace technology, aerospace space exploration to become more widespread will also become larger. I, as an aerospace engineer, predict that in this decade, starting with 2020, by the end of 2030, in this decade, there will be a huge incremental increases in the amount of spaceflight capability that mankind has. Already you know that the Artemis program of NASA aims to go to the moon for a manned flight to the moon by 2024. I believe with the help of the private sector, perhaps private flights to the moon can start by the end of the decade. Perhaps even a flight to Mars may also happen in a decade. So a lot of things are happening. I believe by the next 10 years, space flight will become a common occurrence. And hopefully the new generation, which is just being born currently, by the time they become teenagers, by the time they become young adults, graduating from the university, they may live in a world where space flight is a general occurrence, just like going on a plane, going to an airport today, and going on a plane and going to a different location. Of course, with the coronavirus, all of that has turned into a big pause, but eventually what I'm saying is that the generation which is born today will not know of an age where space flight then exists. And this is a wonderful thing. This is why I say that today, May 31st, 2020, is a very special day where history of mankind changed, I believe, forever, because now space flight has become a true possibility, and now we know that the mankind's future lies in the stars. Like they say in French, le rêve d'étoiles, the dream of stars. That's what motivates mankind and civilization since its inception 9,000 years ago in Göbekli Tepe.